KORN News Radio Sports for Wednesday, August 26th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The first Mitchell Quarterback Club meeting of the year set for tonight at Lakeview Golf Course. The event includes a meal at 5:30, followed by the meeting at 6:30. Dakota Wesleyan and Mitchell High School coaches are scheduled to speak about their teams ahead of the fall season. A membership is $30 for the school year, and the meeting is open to the public. Regular quarterback club meetings will be held at Bradley's on Mitchell's Main Street every Wednesday at 6:30. Mitchell girls tennis will compete this week at the Rapid City Invitational. That starts tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Girls tennis 7-2 in dual competition this year. Mitchell cross country hosting the Mitchell Invites. That is also Thursday. That'll take place at Wild Oak Golf Course at 4 p.m. Mitchell Volleyball starts their season Friday night at home when they host Sturgis. That starts at 5 o'clock. The Colonels will then compete at the Huron Invite Saturday with four matches on the schedule. And we will have coverage this Friday night of Mitchell Colonel football as they begin their season at home versus the Brookings Bobcats. Kickoff at 7 from Joe Quinnell Field. Our pregame show, the Corner Booth pregame, starts at 6 o'clock. This is Friday nights on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490. The Minnesota Twins lost late last night to the Athletics 4-2. The Twins are now three games back of Cleveland in the American League wildcard race. The A's would get a home run from Carlos Cortez, while their rookie left-hander Gage Jump had nine strikeouts over 6 1/3 innings. Taj Bradley tied his career high for Minnesota with 11 strikeouts, but he gave up four runs and seven hits in 6 2/3 innings. Bradley did strike out the side in the fifth inning on just nine pitches. That is the first immaculate inning in Minnesota Twins history. Nine pitches, all strikes, and three strikeouts. The final game of the three-game set is scheduled for tonight at 8 o'clock. The Southeastern Conference has approved a rule banning athletes who have been drafted by or appeared on NFL, NBA, or WNBA rosters from returning to college sports. The SEC now joins the Big Ten, which adopted a similar rule for football earlier on Tuesday. The moves come amid a nationwide eligibility battle after court rulings granted some athletes additional years of college eligibility. The NCAA has been facing lawsuits from players seeking a fifth year, including athletes who graduated high school back in 2022. The ACC and Big 12 are expected to discuss similar rules later today. San Diego Padres minor league coaching coordinator Oswaldo Perello has been released from federal immigration custody on bond. Perello, who's from Venezuela and lives in Arizona, was detained by ICE at the El Paso airport on August 16th during a work trip. The Padres confirmed yesterday that he was no longer in custody and has been reunited with his family. Homeland Security claims that Perella entered the U.S. legally in 2014, but overstayed his welcome after 2018. His family disputes that claim, saying he has applied for asylum and he has obtained his work permits. Perella now remains in removal proceedings. For more sports, check us out all the time online at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.